This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I'm attracted to books or articles by titles, and so are you. Most people are. I think I was on an airplane and I saw an article with this title, The 100 Best People in the United States. I've seen articles, The 100 Richest, The 100 Most Beautiful People, The 100 This or That, The Most Intelligent People, but this was an article, The 100 Best People. I wanted to know, who did they say were the best people? What would God say? And then it dawned on me what the Lord said in Jeremiah 5. And I want to bring up verse 1 again. Here's what the Lord's looking for. Go up and down the streets of Jerusalem. Look around and consider, search through her squares. If you can find one person who deals honestly and seeks the truth, I will forgive this city. Do you realize how mind-boggling that is? God says, if you can find one honest man or one honest woman in this town, I'll forgive the city of Jerusalem. I'll forgive the city. A couple things there. It talks about the power of one. I don't mean this in some arrogant sense or prideful sense, but some of you may feel like you're the only one at work who does the right thing. Some of you may feel like you're the only one in your family or extended family. Everybody else is cutting corners. Everybody else is lying. Everybody else is doing this or that. And you're the only one who's walking the straight and narrow, to use that analogy. And I want to tell you, the Lord looks at one person. You may be the one person where you work. You may be the one person at school. You may be the one person in your community, your neighborhood. But isn't it interesting? God told Jeremiah, if you can find one man or woman that's honest and seeks the truth, I'll spare the city. I'll forgive the city. There is the power of one. And my point in telling that is this, don't give up being the one. And I didn't say this in the first two services, but you may be the one in your marriage. So what do you mean by that? You may be the one who seeks the truth when your spouse doesn't. And there may be a time in your life earlier in your marriage where that was true and maybe true now. But you've got to stay as the one. You've got to keep on keeping on as the one and not give in and not give up and throw in the towel. Let's look at the next verse, verse 2. Although they say, as surely as the Lord lives, still they are swearing falsely. People of Jerusalem were using the Lord's name to swear by his name that they were telling the truth about something. We don't use the phrase, as the Lord lives. But may I give you a phrase I hear every day? I swear to God. You've said it, I've said it. I swear to God it's true. I swear to God I was there. I swear to God I wasn't there. And we use God's name to back up our lies sometimes. All I'm saying is this, be careful when you use the name of God to back up a lie. Let me say that again. Be careful when you use the name of God to back up a lie. The Lord was pointing out to Jerusalem, or through Jeremiah, that the people of Jerusalem were using the Lord's name not to back up the truth, but to back up their lies. I swear to God it's true when it wasn't. Verse 3 is an interesting verse, and I want to talk about three things very quickly out of it. O Lord, do not your eyes look for truth? You struck them, but they felt no pain. You crushed them, but they refused correction. They made their faces harder than stone, which is a reference to stubbornness, and they refused to repent. That first phrase I want to talk about just for a moment. Do not your eyes look for truth. This may be a little late for most people here. You say, well, thanks, you should have given me this advice a long time ago. And maybe it's true. But if you're looking for a husband or wife, I'm going to give you a good starting point. Find out if they're a man or woman who tells the truth.
We'll continue this message on personal honesty and integrity tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.